Well, up next with our psychics and astrologers as we look at 2016 as our friend Anthony Carr, a couple of his works, by the way, Stargazer, Predictions and Prophecies in Cairo, Prophet of the End Times. Anthony, of course, is quite an accomplished musician as well. I'll tell you about that when we come back. But we're going to talk with Anthony for about a half hour, then we'll take your calls with him on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Anthony Carr, Canadian-based psychic, modern-day Nostradamus. He has predicted 9/11, Operation Desert Storm, what some call the murder of Pope John Paul I, a killer tsunami, the discovery of the Titanic, the election of a German pope. Anthony is an expert on the legendary escape artist Harry Houdini, one of my favorites. Carr's father taught Houdini how to dive deep in water, a skill that the master magician would use over and over again. You might remember he did that in a locked-up case, and they tossed him into the Detroit River a long time ago. Now, besides being a psychic, Anthony is a world-class saxophonist and has performed with such leading musicians as Benny King then of Stand By Me fame and Ronnie Hawkins. Anthony, the next time I'm Toronto, you better bring that sax out there and jump on stage with me.
Well, I tried last time we talked about this.
I'm going to just have you stonewall the place.
but Tommy Danheiser says one of these times he's going to give me an unexpected phone call, and boom, I'll be right down there with my band.
Tommy's the kind of producer there with a stopwatch, and if he has an allocated extra time, he freaks out. And I kept saying, Tom, come on. There's no clock here. We're not on the air. But
well, you need somebody like that to keep everything running smoothly.
That's
right.
The machinery
has to be oiled and so on. So I understand that.
Absolutely.
However, at the top of your announcement of my appearing, although I never could figure out how one can appear on a radio, but of my appearance on the show, you said he is a superb, like all psychics, you're about 50%. So you're right, I blow a horn, and you're right, it's a brass instrument, but wasn't a trumpet. You're right, now it's a saxophone.
That's right. Did you ever play the trumpet?
I never, I did, you know, it's for some reason that an old teacher of mine, he told me that adage about if you really want to ruin a trumpet player's performance, just bring a lemon or a lime right up to the stage and start sucking on it.
Yeah.
And just the thought.
I love it. Hey, Anthony, also.
My mouth like that is just. So a reed instrument with a wooden reed, you know, in the mouth, is for some reason I'm okay with that.
Get a hold of Lisa because I want to do a show with you on just Harry Houdini.
And absolutely.
I would love to do that.
So, yeah, we've talked about my father's connection with Harry Houdini over the years. Whose real name, of course, was it Wise? What was it? I think I did this with you last year. I've forgotten his real name.
Well, all I know is that movie that Tony Curtis played in was phenomenal. Remember that one?
Well, true, but he, you know, the ending of the film, of course, he's locked upside down in that encased in water, you know, and they had to break the water, or smash it and break his water, right? They had to smash the case to get him out. Well, that's not how he died, of course. He suffered a peritonitis from a busted appendix when...
Well, he got punched, right?
He got punched in Montreal, here, of all places, because he took great pride in the fact that he had phenomenal abdominal muscles. And as long as he was well-braced, well, the kid was on the boxing team in McGill University, caught him off guard, boom, hit him in the stomach, and by the time he got to Detroit, it was already too late. The infection had suffused his entire body, and he died there on the same night you have the Houdini seance, which is Halloween.
That's right. His birth name was Eric Weiss.
Eric Weiss, that was it. And he gave my father, they met the New York Pier, I think it was on Coney Island. And they were doing a show way back in the 1920, something like that, 21. Yeah. And my father was a world champion high diver, and he traveled with, even back then, Conklin Shows, which is a Canadian product. But Patty Conklin was American. He was a transplant from New York City. and he somehow convinced Conklin to adopt him. It had to do with business. And anyway, he was doing a show on the pier there with Houdini, Harry, and taught him a lot of the tricks about how to, nobody knows. There are not too many people who are familiar with the fact that Houdini was an exceptional high diver.
And I didn't know that.
He could dive easily 90, 100 feet, no problem at all. And my father taught him how to break the fall, how to dive into 6 to 7 feet of water from 90 feet, 100 feet without injuring himself.
Well, all right, so this is our promo for a show on Harry Houdini. We've got to do it. Got to do it.
Absolutely.
So tell us more about what you expect in 2016, Mr. Psychic.
Well, your previous guest, I'm sorry, Jacobs?
Joe. Jacob? Yeah, Joe Jacobs.
Joe Jacobs, yeah, but he's an optimist, and of course I'm the eternal pessimist.
Here we go.
I just, it's more of the same. By the way, if you don't mind, Mr. Norrie, may I give out my website that my handlers insist that I give out?
Oh, sure, and plus everybody knows.
Let's get that out of the way.
And everybody knows it's linked up at Coast to Coast for you, too. But it's Anthony Carr, C-A-R-R, AnthonyCarrPsychic.com.
It was a George Norrie's Coast to Coast website, which is linked up to my website, AnthonyCarrPsychic.com. And my email is the same, only it's info@AnthonyCarrPsychic.com. And the musical page is The Rave. The band is called The Fabulous Rave, but the site is therave.ca. And there's a video on YouTube as we speak, and they're all connected, of one of the new tunes from the CD we just did, which is a rock and roll set. We did a new 50s CD of 50% old rock and roll, Bill Haley, all that stuff.
Oh,
and
cool.
Some new tunes just like that, and you can see it on the radio. It was written by my drummer-singer, Benny Sanders.
Okay.
And so take a shot. And if you want to see my assessment of Donald Trump's palm, that would be on my website and also on YouTube there. And speaking of same.
Yeah, speaking of predictions for 2016, yeah, let's start with that. Start with that, presidential stuff.
Let me just preface what I'm about to say about Mr. Trump first is that never, for all wannabe psychics out there, or sensitive, intuitive, never let your personal biases get in the way of universal truth.
That's right.
Even though about what I'm about to say, it's only based on my particular bias about the man, but, I have allowed my personal... The best predictions are the completely objective ones, and that's why
right.
My world events are usually very accurate, more than about my personal...
So you do get involved personally, and you say it affects you then, right?
It does, and you shouldn't, and your solar plexus, the secondary brain, one of the chakra centers there, and since I'm lousy at math, I can't remember which one that is, under the heart, that will always tell you the truth. You can be saying something, and the greed syndrome, which I've fallen prey to, which is, I got a chance to get my face and my name in the paper, so I'll just say this about that, and blah blah blah. All the time, I get this nagging doubt in my as we say, our gut feeling. He says, "Don't say it, don't say it." And it's happened several times in my life. So do as I say, don't do as I do. Go by what you really and truly feel, or any visions you pick up through your pineal gland, the third eye, and go with that, and don't let your print. So, that said,
here we go. Drum roll.
About Donald Trump, I do agree with some of his policies, in that we need to openly declare war on these Muslim radicals, and we need to invoke the War Measures Act. And be allowed to go in the residences of the suspects and just see what kind of weapon caches they may have there and not have there. Because my
Anthony, you're letting your personal stuff get
that's
in here.
True.
Let's talk about the predictions.
Here's the prediction.
All right.
I said, my old father was in an Italian concentration camp for 2 years, got out when Mussolini was assassinated and the Allies switched the Allies, and then he was in the Navy for 2 years. That goes for the Japanese, Canadians, Americans. That goes for the Germans. Here, and now I say to myself, I thought it was so absorbent, and I think, now, you know what? We have to do that because you just don't know who your next-door neighbor is. So, however, I would not elect Donald Trump to the office of dog catcher. I just don't care for the man's supercilious, arrogant...
Anthony, predictions.
Well, he will not be the next United States president.
Will he get the nomination?
He'll probably get the nomination, but that's about as far as it'll go. I have more respect for people who come up by their own bootstraps, pull them up, not people who inherit $250 million and then say I'm a self-made man. We got Canadian virgins here too, Conrad Black.
See, I'm predicting that
Hillary's going to win. 10 years ago, I first predicted Hillary Clinton would be the first lady president of the United States.
Well, you might be right.
And I still believe that.
Yeah, you might be right.
Okay.
This
now,
is your
time. I'm also getting, I picked up some vibes around Justin Bieber. Bieber? I can't
get it. Justin Bieber?
I always want to call him Beaver. I don't know why. Beaver Cleaver.
What's going to happen to him?
For some reason, around his 22nd to 23rd birthday, there's going to be a cataclysmic event, which is just going to bring his career to a grinding halt.
Really?
And I keep wanting to say, not unlike the late great actor James Dean.
Oh, my God.
So, not that it would be fatal, but it would take him a good 5 to 10 years to get back on track again.
Jeez.
And it's
so he needs to be careful.
I just go with what I feel.
He needs to be careful.
So be careful.
Economy.
You mentioned something about the older we get, the quicker time flies.
It goes by way too fast.
That the universe is shrinking, and perhaps it is. That what used to be a 24-hour day is no longer. It's like an 18-hour day. And I think someone's going to come up, some scientists will come up with some mathematical calculations to prove it. But it could be, as you suggested, maybe we're just getting older, and the older we get...
I think that has a lot to do with it. Speeds up. What about the economy?
As far as I'm concerned, the United States will still continue to have the most powerful currency in the world, and only because the United States still has the biggest stick, as it were. I mean, there are other countries whose currency, is worth more, and certainly ours is, our currency is way down here in Canada. And but you can take, you have to go to a money center and you have to change it. And I never, ever trusted the euro. And it's when they first talked about that, I said, no way, it's just going to be the beginning of the end. And I'm telling you that you can take an American dollar anywhere. You can take it out of Mongolia.
Yep.
You can give it to the wild man of Borneo, and he'll take it immediately.
Oh, he'd love it.
So, my feeling is ups and downs. I think the economy and a lot of United States business and Canada and by association will continue to do better than we have been doing for the next 4 years, I think.
Well, that's a good. That's good. That's not dark.
Something positive. Oh,
yeah.
I'm slipping.
My God, what's happening to you?
Wait, I have to take an aspirin here.
All right. So when you predicted 9/11, Desert Storm, the apparent murder of Pope
recently,
John Paul.
If you look at the book, my books, I have to put this Stargazer predictions out every year.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you the predictions last year,
yep.
And I stressed the fact that. There would be a terrible terrorist attack in Paris, and I kept pronouncing or talking about the Eiffel Tower. I said the Eiffel Tower would be rendered useless in a sense. Why, in fact, attack on Paris, France, that will render...
Well, believe it or not, it was useless for several days.
They blacked it out.
They shut it down.
Yeah, first prophesied Stargazer predictions by 2002. Then again in May, October, and November... And I'm saying that, you had better be prepared to, it's going to be the world, not just the United States and Canada, will tremble in fear again, and This is coming up in May, October, and November.
All right.
And if we don't do something about it, you remember the schoolyard bully? If you keep letting him do it,
he's going to be a bully. That's
right.
He's
going to be, and they're going, if we don't stop, if we don't stand up and kick them right in the derriere, it's going to get worse and worse, my friend.
Well, I believe that too. No matter how they were created, they're there now.
That's right. And, so, is there anything else I can do for you?
And they're doing their thing. And they sure are. Now, what do you see in terms of technology, space, anything exciting there?
Well,
give me some good news, would you?
Well, you know, for years I've been talking about and writing about transplants and cloning.
Yeah.
And all of these things. Going back to biblical prophecy, I have no... My feeling about organized religion is the same as it's always been, as I've always talked about, that all of our beliefs on a personal God of the Santa Claus nature were and are based on the fact that we, in my opinion, were absolutely visited by super beings, extraterrestrials. And the Bible's rife with these things, the Quran. If you read them, which I have, I've read the entire Quran, all 114 surahs or chapters, and it's practically word for word for the Old Testament, except for the odd different prophet here and there, you know. But they all talk about you know, God and beings from the heavens, as it were. I may have read this story of Christmas to you last year, but. If you've heard it, you can stop me at any time.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've always believed that the Star of Bethlehem was a UFO, which led the three magi to the Christ child, and Mary was put into a deep sleep by the archangel star traveler Gabriel, who through some form of extraterrestrial, possibly artificial insemination, impregnated her, and voila, a superhuman being. Who was and was not of this world and was conceived, so-called virgin birth. And the angel of the Lord, it says in the Bible, who appeared to the shepherds, quote, watching over their flocks by night, unquote, was most certainly an extraterrestrial astronaut. My theory is his resurrection could have been the result of the cloning of his DNA, his ascension into heaven, perhaps to the mothership, and head honcho star traveler, sort of beaming up Scotty.
Yeah.
Thus, we have the beautiful story of Christmas, to wit, quote, and God, brackets my words, the good star traveler, sent the angel Gabriel, one of his astronauts, to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin named Mary, who was betrothed to a man called Joseph. An angel appeared to her and said, Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with thee. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give his throne to him, so on and so forth. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be, since I have no husband? And the angel said to her, as the angel being an astronaut, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and I say advanced technical form of impregnation, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God, Luke 1:26-35. And then the shepherds were out in the field, you know, watching their flocks at night, and again, an angel of the Lord appeared to them with shiny outfit and things on their back, which they took to be wings, were probably levitating devices or oxygen, you know, tanks or something.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, very bright lights of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. Throughout the Bible, whenever the glory of the Lord, glory meaning a bright light, is mentioned, this is meant to refer to a very bright light, which centuries before the advent of electricity certainly would seem like glory light or a glorious light indeed.
And it doesn't negate a belief in God, does it?
Well, they are gods to us.
Yeah, but I mean, somewhere along the line, it had to start somewhere. Anthony, hang with us. We're coming back for more. We'll take some calls as well. The predictions of 2016. With Anthony Carr. Welcome back with Anthony Carr. We'll take your calls as well as we continue talking about his vision of 2016. And Anthony, when we get to calls from listeners, is there anything particularly that you need from them?
No, just ask me one specific question, not ramble all over the
right.
Place like I do. anyway, to finish off with the God with the Star Traveler thing, when they come back, or when the Messiah comes, or when Jesus returns for the second time, second coming, all eyes in the whole world will tremble whenever it is they return, and their 5,000 years is nothing to them. It's traveling so fast and back and forth, just the blink of an eye. And all religions as we know them now will cease to exist, because all will know that that's what it was in the first place.
Whoa, that's big.
Hey.
That is big indeed. Now, as we
my techie guy said, remember Justin De Silva does all my stuff to compute. You know, I don't even have a computer. I use an old typewriter. But he said to remind everybody that I'm also not just a psychic, but a palmist, and I have that book coming out, Tens of Destiny.
Yeah.
With all these celebrities and all. I was just thinking, Meadowlark, you mentioned something in your commercial about Global something or other.
And Meadowlark passed away.
The Harlem Globetrotters was one of the first men whose poems I read, along with Cab Calloway, way back in
19... That is something. And, you know, we lost Natalie Cole.
I just heard today. What a shame.
What a great singer she was.
What a shame.
Yeah,
just,
Anthony.
You know me in music and singers and Whitney Houston. And,
oh, I know it.
I mean,
tragedies.
My soul, you know.
Tragedies, indeed. Let's take some calls from folks. Let's go to Misty in Florida. Welcome to the program, Misty. You're up with us. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
We're
happy
fine.
New Year to you.
You too, Misty. So go ahead with a specific question for Anthony.
Do you have a question or anything specific?
Actually, I have two. One on a personal level and one on a more worldly level.
All right. Give us the worldly question first.
I would like to know if the United States, as well as the other countries that are doing it right now, are going to put a stop to these GMO products.
Ah,
I'm sorry, what products?
GMOs, genetically modified foods.
No.
They're going to keep going.
They're going to keep going.
Ugh. Get them to stop, Anthony.
Me? Hey, listen, I don't put the stars up there. I just try to interpret them. A psychic or a spiritualist or a sensitive or an intuitive, it's like think of the old vinyl records, long play with the needle on the... And the needle is going to go around, it's going to come to the end of the groove in the record. All we can do is sometimes just look ahead a couple of grooves and let you know what's coming along.
Can we change prophecy?
That's an analogy.
Anthony, can we change prophecy?
No, absolutely not. Ah, God, no.
It is what it is, then.
It is what it is. And I don't know if I ever told you this story about a guy who used to work for television here.
Well, before you do that, let's get Misty's a personal question.
And what was your other question?
Go ahead, Misty.
On a personal level, my romantic...
Go ahead.
Hey.
We missed that, Misty, because Anthony was humming.
I'm sorry.
On a romantic level, am I on the right path?
Ah. How about that, Mr. Carr?
Well, gee, romantic. What original.
You're going to get that.
Okay. Bust up of this seems to be you're involved. Were you involved with somebody? You're fighting like cats and dogs in the last couple of years, back and forth.
In the last couple of years, no, but in the last couple of days, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So again, time
space
continuum. This is not a good relationship. It's just, you know, it's the opposites attract. This person is just taking advantage of you. It's, I don't know how to put this delicately, but it's the old, if you're trying to get serious with him, his attitude is...
A little cavalier?
Cavalier. Why?
You like that word?
Why? You know that expression, and don't take this personally. It's just generally about men like that is, you know, if I'm getting the milk free, why buy the cow, you know, kind of thing. But,
right.
But there's somebody, and this is interfering with your work and your everyday job. It's bothering your house cleaning. It's almost like I can see a mop in your hand for some reason, and you're so frustrated you can't do your work properly.
So you're telling her this one's not going to work.
No, but down the road there's a more subdued, you know, the old nice guy syndrome. He may not be as exciting, but he's more stable for you, someone you can plant your feet firmly on.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Misty.
Oh, what color is your hair, Misty?
She's gone. She's gone. You missed it. Why do you ask her? You should know. You're the psychic.
Well, I was going to kept seeing dark hair. I was going to come right out and say, but then, you know. Well, dark, you know.
Do you do psychic things, readings on yourself?
Well, sure. I do my own tarot cards every night. I look at my own astrology chart. But again, very, very difficult to be objective about oneself. It's a good example is a doctor who needs to perform surgery on one of his children can't do it.
He sends no, nor should he.
Someone else. It's too close.
Yeah.
Because 90% of life is pretty dramatic. It's not all peaches and herbs, you know, which was a singing group by the team, by the way, way back.
Let me give you an opportunity to get your websites out again before we go back to more calls. Go ahead.
I forgot. I have a weekly series we started with Justin De Silva, and it's called Hands of Destiny or the Book of Palms. You know, I've collected handprints and done readings for just about everybody who was anyone in the last 20th century.
So, haven't done me.
We're going to, though, as soon as I jump up on stage with you one of these days. That's a prediction.
All right.
And, you know, from Prince Philip to Prince Andrew, I've read them all. There's Stallone, Sylvester Stallone. By the way, Jacqueline Stallone is an excellent astrologer. If you wanted to come on and do something with me tonight, you should have her on as well. But anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah, my websites. So the show is based on palmistry. Half of it is palm prints I've collected, including Adolf Hitler. I have the only existing palm print of Adolf Hitler that was passed on to me by Joseph Renaud, who was a very famous palmist and served in World War I. And from that to examining the palms of Donald Trump to start with, Justin Bieber, and so on and so forth. And that's the AnthonyCarrPsychic.com. And my email is info@AnthonyCarrPsychic.com. And the musical page is therave.ca, rave, R-A-V-E. The band is called The Fabulous Rave. And they're all interconnected. So if you want to take a look. And
great. How long have you had the band together?
This particular band, about just finished 4 years now.
Good for you.
As of the gig we played last night. And we were in a little R&B jazz place in Toronto. It's one of those places, old 50, 60 people, but geez,
that's cool. Fabulous.
And everybody seems to just gravitate there.
Oh, that's great. Do you have a singer, too?
Yep. Her name's Bridget. Just forgot her last name. Wasn't that terrible? The Black Bear Pub, and that's here in Toronto, 1125 O'Connor Drive. And that's Mr. Mark. And this guy cooks over an open grill, and you can't eat it all, and it's fabulous. And you have to take half of it home with you. And, like, I'm talking $9 or $10 for something if you went to a five-star restaurant that costs you
$50. Yeah,
I'm
easy. Let's go east of the Rockies in Oklahoma.
I'm taking you right here because I keep telling you, I'll take you to the club. You and Tommy will.
Well, yeah, if they don't have us running all over the place. Let's go to Lewis in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hi, George. I've been listening to you since your inception.
Thank you.
That's your beginning.
That's it. My beginning is 13 years today, as a matter of fact, Anthony. That's but right. go ahead, Lewis.
Before that was Art Bell.
That's right.
Well, I'm on the same order as Misty. What's the survivability of this nation economically and the dysfunctional government that we have right now?
Well, the first...
And don't get too political here, Anthony Carr.
Economically, the U.S. is going to be fine. You know, believe me. Trust me on this one. And what was the second part of your question, sir?
I think that was the question. I don't think there was a second part.
President Obama is a nice guy, and I said before that, he's a smooth talker. I like him. He's okay, but he's just not tough enough for what's coming down the pike for the world, and the rest of us need a tough military savvy. And that's another thing. Mr. Trump never served. He got a deferment.
Yep.
And then he's knocking John McCain there. You know, I mean, geez.
How can you do that, for crying out loud? Hey, you've got Justin Trudeau. So how's that coming along?
That was here on my list to talk about. Justin Trudeau and I read for his mother many, many years ago. Not to knock motherhood or anything, but she is, you know, put it politely, very emotional. He has the same palm. I have his palm prints. We'll be doing them on the Hands of Destiny on the YouTube thing there on our website and all that. And he is Canada's answer to pre-World War II Neville Chamberlain, you know, peace in our time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened there.
Well,
and
I was just going to say.
Churchill. And I don't believe this, and again, I don't like to, my personal biases, because I really don't have any use for silver spoon-fed politicians who really don't know what the real world is like. And I don't say that out of envy, or Joe, I say it out of resentment. I resent someone born into any wealthy, and that goes for royalty too, and the assume they know what the real world is or what people are really like down at the...
God, I gotta get you to take your personal views out of this stuff, Anthony. My God.
I just respect somebody who's come up, even Julia Childs, or what's that woman that got in trouble with all that? She had the big crook show there. What's her name?
That was, now I forgot. But
anyway, I mean, she made it, you know, from what I understand, on her own, came up, worked hard. That, I respect that kind of a person. Not someone who's handed all that and think they know the answer to all the world's problems. They don't. And if they don't know the street level and even the gutter level, which is, people will always say, well, you don't want to sink down to their level in the gutter. I said, no, I want to go even lower into the sewer so I can reach up and tear out their throats, because that's the only way you're going to survive with what's going on now. And that's
well,
the truth,
yeah.
My friend.
Well, that is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. Let's go to some other quick callers. Let us go to one of your country people, John in Ontario, Canada. Go ahead, John.
Very, very happy New Year, Mr. Norrie.
You too, John.
And to
Thank
you too, Anthony.
Likewise, my friend. What can I do for you? Or to you?
To live down that way.
Where do
I'm
you live?
Up by a place called Owen Sound now.
Oh, Owen Sound. That was my first gig up there in Sauble Beach.
Yeah, that's right. Why I moved up here.
We had a Purple Jesus party there, the big dance hall. We had a tie.
That's the one where the ceiling opened up and that?
Sorry?
Is that the one where the ceiling opened up?
You know, I don't remember. It was a big, big dance pavilion, big hall there back in 64,
well, that would be it.
65. But, boy, some great memories there, I'll tell you.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, what can I do for you?
Okay, two quick ones.
Two again.
Just about myself. And
it's about himself.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
And I'm with a woman. I've been with her 38 years. In the beginning, I found out about it. But she got into the over-the-counter medications.
Oh.
The acetaminophen with the codeine.
Yeah, sure. How long has she been doing that?
Pardon?
How long has she been...
Well, she did it for about 25 years.
Right.
And drank like crazy.
Right.
But she stopped for quite a long time now.
And she started again?
Yes. You can tell by the eyes. But I'm just wondering...
Well, I know all about it. I have a daughter like that. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
She'll have an epiphany. She'll get... There's something to do with the law... a sense of justice, and she'll have an awakening, and she'll actually straighten out all of a sudden.
That would be good. Martha Stewart, by the way, was that
Martha
cooking
Martha Stewart,
host.
That was it. I hate anything to do with cooks and cookbooks and TV, because they put me to sleep. But hey, she made a big
I ought to send you my cookbook. We wrote one a long time ago, Bill Burns.
You know, anybody in your audience, if they want to be successful and get a TV show, write a book or anything to do with cooking. Me, it puts me to sleep, but for some reason, the rest of the world loves it.
Let's go to Jeff in Culver City.
The Psychic Cook Show. There you are, the Psychic Chef.
Ah, there you go.
I'll predict what you're going to
eat. And you could predict what you're going to eat. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, Happy New Year, George, Mr. Carr, and to the Coast to Coast family.
Sure thing.
I believe that this year, 2016, will be even worse than last year. And what's worrying me is this upcoming election, because it's so high stakes and Republicans definitely don't want Democrats, and especially the Clintons, running this country again, nor Donald Trump. My question is, Mr. Carr, do you believe that the U.S. will be attacked again at least twice, with a genuine attack and a false flag attack?
Yes.
To reignite the fear in Americans to blindly vote for Republicans back in power, and I take your answer off the air.
Is this all one question?
Yes, it sure is, Mr. Carr.
As if you've been listening to what I've been saying, we are going to be under attack. America, Canada, wake up. We are at war. We are like, if you've seen what I sent, I sent you my book, the picture of the ostrich with his head in the hole.
Deep down.
Deep down, and the human being flying with his head. Likewise.
We're the ostrich.
That's what we're doing. We take it out, and we've got to take active action. So my opinion is I don't, and believe me, I don't care whether Hillary, I don't have any bias for or against her. I'm not, I don't, you know, like her, dislike her, anything. But the way the universe is running and ruling, I think she's going to be, and of course I've been saying that for 10 years the first time, and she came very precariously close there. Was it not the last term?
Mm-hmm. She sure did.
So, you know, it's don't know why.
8 years ago.
Don't know why, but I think, and you know what? She may just turn out, you know how ruthless women can be, and we need
you said it, not me.
Hey, listen, men are violent, but women are vicious. And if they set their cap to get something or get somebody or get even, that's the way it's going to be.
All right, Anthony, we're wrapping things up. I've got a minute left, and I want to get your websites out again. How do we find you on YouTube again?
Well, now you see, when it comes to all this stuff.
Come on, your handlers are probably pushing you. Go
ahead. My techie kid, Justin Da Silva, says you go to my website. That's AnthonyCarrPsychic.com.
So you've got links there.
A link.
All right, good.
To the YouTube.
I love links.
You can get to it under my name, right? And for the musical part of the new record CD we did, just go to therave.ca, R-A-V-E. And they're all interconnected, apparently. And, as I say, each week now we'll be doing a show called Hands of Destiny, where I'll analyze the palms of the great, the near great, and the not-so-great.
I love it. Anthony, thank you so much. We'll try to see you in Toronto. I think I'll probably be there again this coming year as we get rolling with more events. We're going to come up next with astrologer Mark Lerner on Coast to Coast AM. See what he has to say.